And joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Bob Hollis. He's the president of the Spire Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Plymouth. The center celebrating its 10th anniversary with a special series of shows. Good morning, Bob Hollis, and tell us a little bit about what's happening down there.
Sure. Thank you, Christine, and thank you for having me on. We're going to be doing our celebration of our 10th anniversary starting on April 10th with Donna the Buffalo. We have shows also on the 11th with Peter Mulvey, Laurie McKenna on Friday. Unfortunately, she sold out within 2 days. And then we have a great World Music Fest where we want to celebrate the music of the world and have everyone come together and really recognize the people that got the Spire to where it is after 10 years.
And, you know, it's interesting because I didn't know this until our Plymouth reporter Bobby Clark told me. There's a reason it's called the Spire Center. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The building built in 1886 as a Methodist church, and the large spire on the top of the building said to have used to guide the ships right into Plymouth Harbor?
That is true, and it's also a tremendous attribute for the building and the downtown area, and it's also something to look up for, too, when we talk about the marvelous artistic presentations we put on there, too, over the last 10 years, and hopefully for many years to come.
You know, it's interesting. Back in 2010, Plymouth Town Meeting used over $300,000 of CPA funds to acquire and make initial structural repairs so that the old Methodist Church could then be used as a performance center. And then in 2021, Town Meeting used CPA funds for over $3 million to restore the facade to that original 1886 appearance. Now, in light of the public commitment over the last 10 years, what has been the Spire Center's financial commitment to the building, and do ticket sales generate enough funds to offset this large investment by people from Plymouth?
Sure. Certainly, for number one, ticket sales have been very good, because not only are we improving a lot of the systems and appearance and structure work in the Spire ourselves, but then what we did for the downtown area as far as an economic revival, you can talk to all the restaurants, bars, hotels, all the people that come into town. 70% of all our ticket sales are from outside of Plymouth, 30% inside Plymouth. So that brings a lot of people into town, and the restaurants will tell you, they know when a show is going on. So not only have we done a lot for the artistic and cultural community, but it's been a real economic boost to the downtown area. And at that town meeting, the vote was 93-2 in support of a $3.6 million restoration project, which will be done just about the same time we're celebrating our 10th anniversary.
One more quick question. If somebody is listening to this and thinks, I would like to go there, they've never been there, tell them something that they might find at the Spire Center, either about a performance or the actual architecture, that they would probably find surprisingly cool or unique.
You know what's really cool is you'll hear an artist at another venue, and then you'll hear an artist, and many people told us this at our venue, and they all come away just blown away the difference, because we put so much into the acoustic engineering. We had an acoustic engineer we worked with right from the beginning, so it's perfect acoustically. We have a great sound system. There's nothing in the way as far as columns. You can be in the back row, and you have as good a seat as there is anywhere. So the experience of seeing a show at the Spire is unlike seeing it anywhere else. And the performers just love it for that reason.
Well, that sounds like just a wonderful place to not only go and enjoy the music, but to see it as well. It sounds like quite a wonderful place. I've driven by, but I've never been in, but I'm going to make it a point. And again, that's Bob Hollis. He's the president of the Spire Center for the Performing Arts in Plymouth. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and have a good day.
You too. We'll be back after this.